Okay, I have a surprise for you tonight. We're going to learn about a new Aveira. We've been learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah now for 49 blot. And I've been busy telling you that basically what's a kula to most people, that Avodah Zarah things are only aser if they fit one of the four categories. If they're the Avodah Zarah, the Nay Avodah Zarah, Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, or Takruvis Avodah Zarah, they have to fit a category. And therefore, the parking lot in the church is mutter b'hano, and the basketball court in the church is mutter, and the necklaces that have tzelims are mutter b'hano, because if they don't fit one of the four categories, then they're mutter. And then whatever I told you is so. But today we have in Tosfos Sachi Garsinon and Daf Nun Amud Aleph a new aveira called Al Tifnu Elo Alilim. Now it's actually a pasuk. Al tifnu el alilim, the question is what it means. Literally, al tifnu el alilim seems like don't be drawn towards Avodah Zarah. What Tosfos here says is the following. Tosfos says, the Gemara mentions that someone named Rabbi Menachem ben Simai was called Benon Shel Kedoshim. He's a holy man. He's mentioned, I think, in three places in Shas. He was a holy man. What was holy about him? Lo yistakel bezuzah. He didn't look at the coins. He didn't look at the money. Didn't say he didn't take the money, but it says he didn't look at it. Apparently the money had some Salem on it, or what? It had a picture of some Avodah Zarah. Well, a picture of Avodah Zarah, but it's not Avodah Zarah. You could have a picture of a zebra, you could look at it. It has a George Washington's head, you could look at. But he didn't look at coins because they had some sort of a Salem. It reminded me of the story they say about the Satmar Rebbe when he went for a citizenship test. So the person giving the test asked him, whose picture is on the $20 bill? So he said to the interpreter, he said, Zog him as ich nemnish winzige von 100. Tell him, I don't take less than 100, so I don't know what's on the 20. But anyway, so the Gemara says he didn't look at Tzurasa D'Zuza. All right, a halak he didn't look. But Tosfos, what? The Musti Yukta, that's the Tosfos Kosa, the Sefer Shabbos. The Yukna Atzma Asura, the form is awesome. Is that the image of a human, though? I don't know.
One said that you're not allowed to have the outside of engraved. Remember?
Not allowed to engrave, but you're allowed to have.
On the outside engraved, it looks like it's bumping down.
No, you don't. We don't make these things, and if it's a chash you made it, you wouldn't have it. That's not what Tais is talking. Tais is about the demus diyukta shel Avodah Zarah. And so the problem is, Tais asks, it's also mikra adin. You hear this? You have a coin with a tzelem on it, or Avodah Zarah on it. Tais says it's also mikra adin. Now it doesn't fit what we said. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not. It's not Noy Avodah Zarah, it's not Takruvis, it's not Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. It's just an image of an Avodah Zarah. Lamaisa, Tosfos says, it's also, Tosfos asked, it's also Mikra Adin, also Tifnu El Alilim. Tosfos answers that Al Tifnu El Alilim is not to be drawn to it. Something you ruggle by, something you see all the time, ain't by Mishum Hafno, Tosfos says. Something you ruggle in, you're not worried that he's going to be drawn to such a thing. That's Tosfos Teretz. So if you're Rogil, then there's a heter. If you're not Rogil, apparently there's no heter. Now, this issue comes up to a number of other cases. We have the Musti Yukdais, you have things that have, in society today, you have things that have Tzelems in them, which according to what Tosfos says, unless it's something you're Rogil in, You're not allowed to have. It's funny, we learned it this week, and this week I brought for the Daniel Chabura, for those who don't leave early, who learn for the full Mishmer after midnight, they're learning Sefer Daniel. So they're up to, well, last week they were up to a Perek. Rembrandt has a painting of what takes place there in the Perek. I wanted to bring it because of a certain amaratsis involved. I want to bring not Rembrandt's original that I left in my house, just a copy of the Rembrandt. Now the Rembrandt, many of them were originally drawn to be Noy of a church, Noy of Avodah Zarah. So I was wondering if I could bring it, if there's altifna l'alilim, in looking at something like this. I'm not sure. The picture has to do with the Bible. The Christians believe in the Old Testament. Most of Rembrandt's Bible pictures are New Testament pictures, which I'm not familiar with. But the Old Testament one, so that one I know about. So I was wondering. The mice, it's a very poor copy anyway. I don't think there's hafna on this particular one, but I'm not sure. We're gonna use it tonight. But anyway, Ramesh's Shaila is about stamps. They used to have, they probably still have Xmas stamps, where they used to have that season they put out a stamp that had usually some sort of tzelem on it, or some demus of the baby or the mother, or whatever they put at the Avodah Zarah. So Ramesha says, what's the heter to use the stamps? Taisa's teretz is that you're not rogel by, that the coin is mutter, you're rogel by. You have it all the time. But Xmas stamps you don't have all the time. So Ramesha has the Gusmesha, that he brings the Tysus from a different Masechta, has a different Shita, but as about our Tysus, Ramesha says, you're not Rogel in these stamps. It should be Aser. It should be Aser to look at the stamps. I guess you could close your eyes and put it on. What? Oh, he says that. Okay, 1 second. Good. What? When you Rogel, but they have a new one every year, don't you remember? The new one every year, it's a different one.
No, we're not talking about
Fatih Snowman
or
Udaf Snowman
or
something
like that.
No, the reindeer is okay. And the tree is okay. It's probably not an Asherah. I'm talking about the Dumas of the Avodah Zarah. So Ramesha learns Pshat and Tysus. You have to see how ordinary people learn a Tysus, how Ramesha learns a Tysus. I learned Tysus. Tysus says, if you're a Rogel boy, there's no Afnah. Okay, Tysus said it. Ramesha says he has three kashas. Says, first of all, how do you become Rogel by? The first time you get it, you're not Rogel. So how does a person become Rogel by?
What
does he say to them? What? He's talking about the coins. He says, how do you become Rogel with the coins? If you now do it the first time, so how do you become Rogel the second time? What does it mean, you're Rogel? If you now start, so you don't become Rogel. What does it mean? What? So that, I want to mention, there are those who hold such a heter, but the Tais doesn't hold of that. But now what's Tais's clash about the coins? You know, what's wrong? Yeah, but the first time you get it, you're not Rogel. I understand, but the first time you look at it, you realize it's awesome. You stop looking at it. And the Tais says, what about a Matbeah Chadasha? They put out a new matbeya, it should be Aser. And Taisa, what about Aniyim? That might not have this type of coin. So Ramesha has all these kashas. Ramesha learns in Taisus doesn't mean you're Rogel. Taisus means to be mechalik between something that's made to take out when you're thinking about the Avodah Zarah. So that's made when you take it out. Somebody has a demus of an Avodah Zarah, and I don't know, when they go to do their prayers, they pull it out. That's also. That's yesh by mishum hafnoah. Something made to use in your halach yelach of life, the Avodah Zarah is just incidental. Rabbi Shaul, that's pshat and taisis. Less by mishum hafnoah means it's the first time you're getting the coin. But what's a coin? A coin is something you're busy handling with. If you're handling with it, so there's no hafnah and it's mutter. That's Ramesh's beer in Taisus. And so Lamaisa Ramesh's mat. Here he does mention afterwards, what Lee mentioned, not bad for midnight, that the stamps are defaced anyway. They're all made to be meluchlof, they're all made to deface the stamps. So there's no union of covet. So Ramesh mentions this. We once had the Svara, by baby doll, very good. The Nitziv and the Nachal Eshkol, they said by a doll, even those who hold, you now have statues, but dolls that are made to be dragged on the floor and usually missing one arm and undressed half the time, they're used b'derech lichluch, that there's no iser of the statues in making dolls. Yeah.
So if something's made for collectors, it's never meant for commerce.
If it's made to be a coin for coin collectors, I think Ramesha would still be matir, as long as it's not made for religious people, the Catholics, that they should take it out when they do whatever they do. If it's made for that, then it's a problem. If it's made to serve as a reminder, if it's decorative, then it's not. And that's
a Ramesha. Like
the medallion of the Chavadas. I mentioned the other week, the king gave the medallion. So there, he didn't talk about Atiftim al Alilim. He talked about it being Mutabanor, not being Mutabanachina. Now, there is another teretz, and I want to show you, the Mishnah Berurah actually talks about this, and that is histaklus, the word histakel as opposed to ria. Histaklus is also in a number of places. Histaklus benoshim is the most commonly known iser. Histaklus in the Adam Rasha, you're not allowed to be mistakel at a Rasha, the Gemara says. And here we have Atiftu al Alilim. The Mishnah Berurah brings Lamaisa that the Isra Atiftu al Alilim is only histaklus, not Riyah Ba'alma. So a stamp, if you're a stamp collector and you mistakel at the stamp, is one thing. But if it's just Riyah Ba'alma, you're just passing over it and seeing it incidentally, so that's another heter. So we have two separate heterim. Tosis says there's a heter if it's if a yoruggle by something that yoruggle by, you're even allowed to be mistakel. Tosis not a chalkin mistakel samria, and the Mishnah Berurah is mechalek that histaklus is he brings our tosis rather, and then he says histaklus is also samria is mutter b'shem the magen avraham. So that's a psak. What's a negayatu? A negayatu, I don't know, a cardinal walks in. Sometimes people in government have to be in a room where the cardinal walks in. So he's wearing these tzelums. They're made for his avodah zarah. These artifno alelilim to look at his tzelums. So there, histaklus is asa, riyah is mutter. That's the bottom line. If you don't like tisis, then even riyah is asa. So this is the bottom line. There's an Isra Tifnu al Alilim, at least to be mistakel at these type of things that are made. They're not Noy Avodah Zarah, not Guf Avodah Zarah, not Takruvis or Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. It's still also things that are made to remind someone of the Avodah Zarah. We're not mistakel al Tifnu al Alilim. So Ad Kan, that's what I wanted to mention here tonight. That did. I want to tell you something that it's disturbing to me. I don't know what to do with it. It's a Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Berurah, and the Mechaber seems to extend Al Tifnu Al Alilim. And nothing I said here tonight is disturbing to anybody, because we don't look at Avodah Zarah anyway, right? So it doesn't nobody's going to be aggravated. But you want to get aggravated? Listen to this. A Mechaber in Simi Shin Zayin Yisif Tes Zayin Shabbos. It talks about reading books. Not Avodah Zarah. Reading books that have Mishalim, that have Marshal Melitzais of Sichas Cholim, Divrei Cheshek, and certainly love stories. Sifrei Mochamis, what's that? A book that describes a war. Also Likros Ben B'Shabbos. Okay, we can live with that. Also Ben B'Shabbos, so we can manage Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Af B'Chayel Asa Mishal Moshav Leitzit. Okay, Moshe Leitzim, you know, like it's already, no, it's, I don't think it scares too many people. Moshe Leitzim, okay, Shengehe. Then he says, Mechaber, V'oiver Mishum Al Tifnu El Alilim. Yeah, you're reading a book, Sifrei Mochamis? You're reading Melitzes of Mishalom Shasich Haskolin? You're reading, what does that mean? What's Mishalom of Mishal Shasich Haskolin? No? What does it mean? Huh? What does it mean? It means you're reading a good novel, a good book. They're all kosher. No love stories. No Avodah Zarah. He says, Ya'ivim Shum, Al Tifnu El Alilim, Loisifnu El Midaitchem. What does that mean? Loisifnu El Midaitchem, Zot the Mishnah Berurah. El Asher Atem Oisim Midas Levavchem. Don't turn to things that you're doing. What does it mean? Midas, with an ayin, Midas Levavchem. Because you enjoy it. It sounds like. It's bad news, no? You're not allowed to read. So you could read things that have practical use. You could read, you know. You know what I mean? The Reader's Digest, the old ones. They used to have practical advice, you know. You could read it. But to read a stam, a book with good stories, Artifto Alalilam. What? But he's not saying, I'll take away from learning. So people need to relax, so they want to relax. You know, some people relax. But I don't know. Could it be that all these things are us? It's very hard to say. It's Moshe Leitzim. Okay, so some people need to relax sometimes. So we have a teretz for what it's called Moshe Leitzim. But Stamazai, somebody, I don't know, wants to read a biography of Karl Yastrzemski. Remember Karl Yastrzemski? It's good. Number? No, which number? Eight. At any rate, the point is that I don't understand it. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, I don't get it. He says, I wish about Tifnu, I mean the Bir Halacha. B'gemara Isa, Asa L'Stakel B'Diyiknais. That's a different story. Now look at images. Because of Tysus, he brings out a Tysus, he brings another Tysus, he brings out a Tysus of Avodah Zarah, then he says, Kosam Magen Avram, Dafke Stakel Saser Avoriya Baal Mashari. So I really don't know what to do with this. To be ruggled in it, I don't know, maybe you need to relax. Maybe from his life there's something useful to learn, it could be it's different. So I really, I'm not, honestly, I don't know exactly what it means, but all right, we learned a new, the only Tariq Mitzvahs in the Torah, and here's one of the Lavim that we're not familiar with, Artifnu Alalilim. So we have like this, to look at a Staklus of a Tzura of an Avodah Zarah, that's Aser. That's an easy one. And then we have Shin Zayin Tez Zayin, I don't know, maybe by next week someone will come up. Usually the Dish of Mishnah Berurah saves you, but Epistle doesn't have anything on this. I don't know. All right, so I Tez Zayin Mamayit, I couldn't, to everybody.